Check out what's happening this week on Linux Out Loud.
You know, if I had one of those like laser scanner things, it'd be a lot easier to import that cloud of points.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have that. And that's real expensive. And I'll probably never have one of those. I mean, maybe. The price might come down. Maybe there's a Raspberry Pi version of it that someone put together. Who knows?
Positive thinking.
Yeah, positive thinking. Let's be positive. Let's be positive. I will actually weigh out how much plastic that I printed off that was not used, or that's just for engineering, the engineering parts, basically. I'll determine what my actual costs were that I basically wasted, not really wasted in plastic, but as part of the design process. What I'm going to do with that plastic ultimately is reuse it, not in a 3D printer, but I will save the plastic and grind it up. And when I get my plastic injection mold machine, which is, this is a few months down the road, I have other things that are coming before that, then I can make other things out of that as well. Because you can recycle plastic, not indefinitely, but you can recycle it many times before it's totally broken down. The issue is it does actually biodegrade, essentially, every time you heat it up and extrude it. So you can only do it so many times before it's no longer any good. But if you keep adding new plastic to it, then you can stretch it. It will be recycled completely. I mean, maybe bits of it will fall into the garbage, but for the most part, it'll be recycled.
All kinds of fun toys coming to Cubicle Labs here in the coming months over this next year. There's so much more great information about Nate's new imposter in the rest of the show. I finally get my robot. Sorry, Matt's not with us, but we give him a hard time anyway, even though he's not on the show. And we talk about springtime betas. Check out the full show in the links below.